That is a famous win for you. What do you put it down to today? What did you do so well?
I think we played very well as a team. We know we had to be disciplined, organised, pass the ball well, and make sure that we were sort of competitive in it as well. We beat a good team today. We suffered disappointment a couple of weeks ago in a derby match, which was hard to take. But we did a lot of good things today. After the first 15 minutes or so, when Burnley were on top, we got on back into the game. We had to do things a little bit better. Off the ball, making sure we stop them from playing and then pass it a little bit better and simplify everything. And ultimately, we did that. So the back three, back five played very well. Keeper did well when he was called upon, and midfield three and front two were exciting as well.
We'll come to the goals in a minute, but just how important was that Jordan Pickford save in the first half from Sam Vokes?
A lot of the defining moments in games and over the last few weeks, we've maybe just been on the other end of things where it's gone in against us, or keepers have made good saves against us. So I felt that a result was coming because the performances over the last few weeks have been very good. But the kid's a good goalkeeper, made a vital save. I think there was close misses from both teams in that first half. But full credit to him. He made a very good save, which ultimately gives us still the opportunity to kick on second half and try and get the victory.
And then Will Keane, again, Sam Vokes sort of shrugged off the ball. He carries the ball forwards. Joe Garner made a good little run, a dummy run to the right. Were you expecting him to pass at that stage?
Not really, because we worked on Thursday on a lot of counter-attacking play. That's why I brought Will back into the team today, because felt that he's just got that extra little pace. When he fronts people up, he's quick with the ball. And that's no disrespect to Owen, who went out of the team today. But he's a good footballer, and we know that he's got that in his locker. And we hopefully this will be a big catalyst for him to kick on now. But took it really well, really positive, and ultimately it was nice to see it at the back of the net for him personally, because he's worked hard and been patient for an opportunity. But obviously for the team and the supporters, because obviously it gives the lead.
What a moment for him and his family all here today, watching the twins playing against each other in a competitive game from the start, and he gets the better of Michael.
Yeah, look, it's never easy when you're playing against a brother. I don't think it happens too often. So Will's got the bragging rights tonight, as our supporters are, but it's been a big team effort, fantastic result for the supporters. But we don't get carried away, because Burnley are a very good team. We've won a game today, and we can't sort of do anything less than we've done today in the future weeks, because if you don't do what we've done today, you get punished, and it's a relentless division. So Burnley, as I said, we'll be up there come the end of the season, but obviously we're delighted with how it's gone today.
And great to see Daniel Johnson on the score sheet. I think it's, what, six or seven games since he last scored, but there he was right at the end of the game, still going strong to get the cut back and put it in from Joe Garner's.
Yeah, I said to him before the game that he's due one, and he needed one. And he says, don't worry, I'll hopefully try and get one today. And it was a good move again. We counter-attacked quickly, passed the ball. We had people running forward, and Garner did well in the corner. And that's what we want, the midfield players to get up and support. And Joe picked out a good pass, the cutback, and DJ with that left foot, was nice to see again at the back of the net. So we did what we needed to do offensively. Defensively, I thought the three were outstanding. They kept some real potent threats as quiet as you can do, because they're going to get opportunities, because they're good footballers and clever players. But ultimately, the team has been very good today.
And there was one moment in the second half where Marnik Vermeil, he'd already been booked, looked like he might get a second yellow card. He got away with it, do you think?
Well, possibly. I think I'm not sure who it was. Ben Mee, maybe. I think he's more run into him rather than Marnik stepping across him. So that's my take on it. You could say that Joey Barton could have been sent off as well for a second yellow card. I thought the referee handled the game really well today. Experienced referee who knew what it meant to both teams and how it was going to be so competitive. So I think he's used his head. On another day, it could have been 10 versus 10.
And just a final word on the conditions and the fact that there's so many fans were here to witness a famous victory. You must have been drenched, you and Sean, on the touchline there, because it was incessant. It never stopped from start to finish, did it?
Well, we're in Lancashire, aren't we? it was difficult, obviously, for both teams. It's a swirling wind, the rain. But it added to the spice of the game. Balls were there and lads were sliding in for tackles. That's why I think the referee refereed the game really well, because he allowed for the conditions. Not easy for both teams, but ultimately you have to deal with that. It's part and parcel of football. It's been that like for the last 5 weeks in this area, and probably for the next 5 weeks.